All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
All right, we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. What's up, Scott? How's it going?
What's up? What's happening?
Not much. We got one more week, Scott, till SEMA.
No, this is like, one this more is
week.
It. This,
well,
this
next week
count.
We'll be at SEMA. This counts.
Yeah.
We've got 5 days.
That's right. So your next, the next podcast we'll be releasing next Wednesday will come to you from SEMA.
From SEMA. So look out for that. But yeah. Let's jump right into today. So today we're going to talk about, do you need a proposal to get a sponsorship? Like, can you ask for a sponsorship without doing like a formal proposal and writing up like a full PDF form and stuff like that? So that's what we're going to get into today.
Yeah.
So I guess to start out, what kind of proposals have you gotten, or like how have people usually asked for sponsorships? I know a lot of people DM us. I know a lot of people will like comment on like Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, wherever, like, oh, can you sponsor me? Mm-hmm. But like, what are some of the methods that, you know, you've gotten before for asking for sponsorship?
Yeah, we get sponsorship requests across the board. I mean, you know, everything from, you know, DMs every day, emails every day, one-line sentences, to the formal proposals, to people make videos, you know, specifically for each company. Some are real thoughtful, other ones not so much.
I've also had people ask me, which is weird because I don't deal with sponsorships. But I've had people ask me at events that
mm-hmm. yeah.
we've been to.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can you hook it up with a set of wheels? Like, can we get sponsored? Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't deal with that. Like, you have to, you know, message the marketing team and see what they can do for you, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like when I go to a car shows, if we're not working a car show, what's interesting enough is that I used to, you know, still wear Koenig t-shirts or whatever it was when I went to these car shows. And after a few years, I really gave that up. You know, if I'm not working.
Because people will ask you about it?
Yeah, I'm not working the car show. You know, maybe not so much with t-shirts, but like if I'm wearing like a Koenig polo or a Koenig jacket, you know, so I usually don't wear some of that stuff out and around car stuff unless I'm like literally working. Right. And that's the hard part. Is that, you know, sponsorship, people confuse sponsorship a lot of times with getting free product, and they think that that's really all it is. And they think that a fair exchange for getting wheels is to put logos on their car,
right?
Or mention yourself on social media
but that's not all it is. Like,
it's not all it is.
And we've covered this in previous podcasts on, you know, the proper way to get sponsored. I believe the title of the video is "How to Get Sponsored,"
something like that. Yeah. So today I don't want to spend too much time going into the entire sponsorship process, but what I do want to talk about, and it's something that I think is really relevant because we get so many questions and so many DMs and so many proposals that come in, is do you need to make a formal sponsorship proposal to be considered for sponsorship? Right? So it's a great question. I mean, you know, I don't, when we do these, we've said before, we try not to make it so it's just specific to us.
Right.
So
this is a general, but, you know,
I'm going to try to give that answer that will cover people when they're applying for sponsorship for most companies.
Gotcha.
And I would say the answer today still must be yes. You still should make a formal proposal. You should still give thought to where you're sending these proposals. And I'll tell you real quick two major topics why, and we can talk about them. The first thing is, remember that when you put a sponsorship proposal into a given company, a lot of times what's happening here is you're putting yourself into the ring with
a bunch of other people. Yeah.
Right.
How many proposals did you say you get on weekly? A couple hundred, right?
We definitely get a couple hundred a week.
A week.
So when you know, and that's just not just the simple DMs. That's like proposals, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so when you talk about, you know, getting sponsored and these companies only have so many sponsorship points and I mean, you know, positions that they can offer. One of the things that you have to really consider is how are you standing out or how is your proposal different than everybody else's?
Right.
Right. So there's that. And so number one is by just doing a formal proposal, you're at least showing that, you know, that you're in the top third of all the people that are putting proposals in, that you gave it some thought, you care.
You know, I was actually just about to ask you what, I guess, stands out in a specific proposal.
Yeah.
But part of me thinks we should wait for next week.
maybe.
Because one of the SEMA ideas we have is talking about sponsorships with other companies.
Yeah. So right, we have something planned, but I think that will be more of a you know, informative but entertaining piece. But so, you know, I did say I'd give you two pieces. So the first piece is that you want to stand out above the rest, and the second piece is that just keep in mind that for the majority of cases, your sponsorship proposal has to give a bunch of things. And one of the, you know, without getting too major, some of these topics that you need to cover in a sponsorship proposal, yes, you need to tell us about yourself and your car. Yes, you need to tell us about, you know, how you plan to get
exposure.
In general. With this stuff, you have to tell us about your events and the things you're going to go do, and you know what kind of media you have covered, and all those things, right?
Right.
But your proposal is also kind of that thing that kind of says, "All right, this is my whole package. This is what I'm prepared to offer, and this is why I'm different." And if you can't articulate those things in a sponsorship proposal, it can be very difficult for you even to be entertained in the mix of other ones,
right?
You know, and so I would say the reason first and foremost you need a sponsorship proposal is to get your foot in the door, just to be considered. This is the equivalent of, you know, years ago it used to be one of those things, you know, without a college diploma, you couldn't get
degree.
Without a college diploma, you couldn't, you know, get a job.
Right.
Right. And now, you know, having a college diploma a lot of times just gets you the ability to apply. Right. So again, that was kind of a random analogy. But what you have here is one of those things of it can't hurt you. Right. I mean, especially when you're being considered. Now, in today's day and age, are there plenty of circumstances where even without a proposal, somebody could potentially get sponsored? Yes. 100% yes. You know, maybe you have, you know, something where you have some sort of asset that's really incredible, a build that we're really looking for to do something with.
Have there ever been times where you would reach out offering a sponsorship?
Yes. Yeah. There are times that we'll reach out to somebody because we see something, whether it be quality, maybe they have a YouTube channel that we really like the content on and we feel like we would love to be part of. Maybe it's one of those things where, you know, they have a build that we think is really special and we'd like to be a part of. Maybe we see that they're, you know, a race team that's in need, that's fallen on tough times, but we love where they have been going. We love where they're going. They're good people. You know, they really represent car enthusiasts. We may reach out. So are there circumstances? Absolutely, right? But, you know, today is a day and age where you think everything is digital and it's easy and people should just be able to. But the problem is we just have too many people that send us these DMs or, you know, will you sponsor me or can you sponsor me or what does it take to get sponsored or check out my YouTube channel and they put a link or check out my Instagram and they put a link and they think that that's enough to get sponsored. I'm not saying it doesn't ever happen, but
it's less likely to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and so people often confuse the idea of followers, subscribers, and kind of general base that that they think that automatically guarantees them.
Right. It's not just about, you know, having a certain number of followers or, you know, having a certain build. And we've spoken about this in previous podcasts before.
Right. Right.
You know, it's the package that you can offer to not just us, but any company. It's the package you can offer to company.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you could have, I don't know, 50 to 100,000 subscribers. But if you're not planning to actually go to events or get any type of exposure in the real world, not just social media, it's not a good package, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I'll give you a good example. I don't want to name actual channels or people or specifics, but there was a channel that just sent in one of those, you know, quick DMs, and they had like just over 500,000 subscribers, which is a great following, right?
Absolutely.
A great following. I watched their content. We went through it. It's a good channel, and it has a lot of following, and there's a lot of people out there that I think find it very entertaining, and it's for them. And in this case, it just didn't match up for what we were looking for right now.
Right.
It doesn't mean we may not circle around with them at some other point in time. I mean, that's another thing you should understand is that companies' deliverables and their goals and what they're trying to accomplish, they change periodically. And when they do, your programming, your proposal has to kind of match up with that. And that's not something that necessarily you could know. So I think the best tip of advice is, you know, instead of trying to cater what you do to a specific company in the respect of your content and what you do, be yourself.
Be true to your content and
yourself and your program and the car builds you're doing, and try to find sponsors that will link up with you because of it. Right.
Right.
We don't have to go full-fledged all over the whole topic of sponsorship, but, you know, just today, you know, in today's day and age, it's really important, I think, still, that if you're serious about having a sponsorship and getting one from a company, it's really important to do your homework on them. Make sure that you know kind of what they are, what they represent, what type of people and what type of things that they like to surround themselves with, sponsor.
Right.
What type of things could promote their company successfully? And then I think you do a formal proposal.
So, how do you figure that out, though? You have to do your own research. It's not like you can just email the company like, hey, what are you looking for? Can you?
You know how many times we get, and you're probably witness to this, you know, more than anything, because the one area that you have, you know, good touch with is the, you know, Instagram
and Facebook.
But like, how many DMs do we get? How many private messages do we get? And you can tell that all they did was change the deer, like the company name, and everything else has been copy and pasted to 100 different companies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we could tell when you're copying and pasting. Like, listen, be at least genuine enough to try to, you know, talk to a company on a level. I will tell you that, you know, and this is jumping outside the sponsorship proposal, we have had, at least with our company specifically, we tend to find good value in people that show us that they're interested in representing us through their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe there's some sort of partial sponsorship that happens with them where they show us for a while that they really are able to do some cool things and supply media and provide these unique packages.
A full sponsorship.
And then down the road, it turns into a really solid relationship. So I think if you look at a lot of these companies as long-term relationships, it makes the goals easier, but not immediate.
Right. And then, you know, also if you're copying and pasting to all these companies,
right,
you know, what happens if
they talk to each other?
No, not even that. Because
that happens.
Oh, yeah?
All the time.
Okay, we won't go too far into that. But
it's a good one, though.
But what I was going to say is what happens if, you know, let's say you get a really good deal from the first company,
right,
or an okay deal from the first company.
Yes.
And, you know, you sign on with them and you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. And then you know, let's using Wheels as an example.
Yeah.
You know, let's say another company gets back to you like, hey, I like your work. And now they both get back to you, you know, and you already accepted something from one company. And then now it's like, oh, well, I got this better offer. So I'm going to, you know, cut them off or whatever, you know.
I mean, I feel that this answer should be extremely self-explanatory. So, you know, I'm almost hesitant to give it. But the truth is, like, just remember that you may think that this automotive industry is really large. You may think that these companies don't talk to each other. You may think that you could pull something over on a company because they're actually competitors. And I will tell you that majority of companies, they may not all know each other. This industry is very, very small behind the curtain. And we tend to have a lot of friends in a lot of other companies, and we have a lot of conversations, and a lot of the value, and this, and listen, getting sponsored by one company could really keyway your door
into other companies.
Absolutely. We see this all the time where have you, you'll send a sponsorship proposal into another company. They'll see that we're listed as, you know, being a partial sponsorship or something like that. They'll call us and say, hey, what's going on? Can you vouch for this guy? What's his story? Right? And we absolutely trade information that way in saying, yeah, this is a good person. This is not, you know, we've had good running. So even on competitors, like, you know, listen, don't be so quick to think that just because we're a competing company that we don't get along on a personal level. We're all here to do a job and make cool stuff and whatever it is. But at some point, we're not all enemies of the state.
I feel like that's a pretty valid piece of information.
Right? So, and you'll see that we don't throw hate,
you know, towards other companies.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see in this, but if you watch any one of our podcasts, we don't throw hate around at all, even for, you know, companies. I mean, listen, do I think that there's companies that make better products than others? Of course. Do I think that there's companies that have a better quality or quality control than others? Of course. I think that, you know, are there going to be other companies that we get along with more than others? Of course.
Absolutely. But that's just the nature of
products
of relationships.
In products in general, yeah. Right? But listen, be very, very careful. If you're really in this for the long term, do not burn bridges. You know, even if you think you really have to, you have to play this game long term. You have to play this game. You know, I hate to call it a game, but you have to play this out long term. Where do you want to be? You know, if your thing is just to get quick products and stuff like that, most of these companies can read right through it. I mean, they can.
Right.
We've seen this, you know, for almost, you know, for 14 years. I mean, I can't tell. I mean, tens and thousands of proposals I've read and looked at and viewed. And, you know, I can read through them like this now, just super quick.
I like how we went from
do you need a sponsorship
proposals to
full-on rants?
Full-on relationship building. But this is good, you know, and this is, you know, this is something we didn't really touch upon in the last podcast. So now we're going,
okay. And you know, further
in depth.
Yeah. I mean, and if you like some of these sponsorship ones, we had some requests for some more sponsorship-related stuff. So we were trying to break it down to a little bit smaller segments. But if you like any of the sponsorship stuff, let us know. We're happy to,
you
know,
the comments below.
Let us know. Or if you're on iTunes.
You're on iTunes. Head over to YouTube.
So I would say, you know, without getting too far into this, just be careful. Make sure that you're playing the long-term game. And, you know, if like you said, if you have two companies that come to you at the same time, if you accepted one, you really should ride that out.
Absolutely.
And you know, regardless of if it's not as good of a deal as another, once you accept that's do the right thing.
Right.
Because if not, it could burn you multiple times.
Absolutely. You never know. That other company that accepted, you know, could end up in a conversation with the first company.
And then end up turning you down.
And then they'll be like, well, actually, we are turning you down because we found out, you know,
yeah,
you just burned this other company, you know?
Yeah. So. And we don't like to poach sponsors. Like, a lot of times, you know, if somebody was to ever come to us, and even if they're like, oh, well, it's not really working out with this other company, and we'll say, are you in an agreement with them? And they'll say, well, technically, yes, but they don't really care. A lot of times we won't even sponsor them.
Right.
Because it's just out of respect to the other company. Like,
right.
We would hope that another company wouldn't sponsor somebody when they're supposed to be in an agreement period with us. And we hope it by honoring that kind of karma thing, you know?
Absolutely.
So I don't know. So I guess, you know, to recap with some of this stuff, I feel today you still need a proposal. Don't, you know, if you want to message somebody on a DM and say, you know, where's a good place to send my proposal, you want to, but to send an email and say, hey, I'm sponsored, here's a couple pictures of my car, do not count on that leading your way into getting sponsored. And I'll tell you one, I'm going to throw one more piece of black magic in there. Don't ever criticize a company or try to argue with a company that either denies you or, you know, tries to do it the right way, or, you know, by saying like, oh, just not right now, or, you know, basically says, you know, like, this isn't enough information. Like, because you'll never, ever, you'll burn that bridge. Like, they'll never, ever want to sponsor you ever again. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to, like, try to get some feedback
I was going
to
say, take that feedback or, you know, maybe even constructive criticism as to how the approach could have been better or other things that you could do to actually potentially get a sponsorship in the future.
Right. And as much as we want to be able to offer education on every single thing, asking another company, you know, hey, I've never done this before, how do I get sponsored? It's a real genuine question, and I'm sure a lot of people would appreciate it. The problem is we get that question
a lot.
10 times a day. So, you know, to be able to answer everybody. So we did create, like, on our website, if you Google it a little bit, there is some sponsorship FAQs. And a lot of times when you send a message into us, when we feel like you just send a DM into us and say, oh, okay, how do I get sponsored? You may get a link back where we're like, hey, here, read these sponsorship FAQs first, and we'll send you the links to them. And some people get offended by it. They're like, well, I don't want to read about this stuff. Where can I just, you know, well, can't you just sponsor me? Like, I have, like, you know, 1,000. And that's kind of where it starts to go off the rails. So, listen, use the information there. Develop a proposal that shows a value-added package. That what you could bring to the table, where the return on investment is, you know, how many people you influence, what your subscriber base is, what kind of media you're going to bring, and what kind of media exposure between, you know, magazines, other coverage that you can potentially get on your build.
Absolutely.
Right? And I would say, or if you're early on in the process and you don't have a lot of modifications done to your car and you're just getting started, you really need to think about this. It's very, very difficult. And maybe we'll do a separate podcast at some point on that specifically. But if you're early on in the process, you really need to think about where is the value trade-off for the other company when you're requesting product. And we'll leave that part right there. Is there anything else you could think of that?
I think it would be a cool idea, maybe a shorter piece of content on how to actually put a proposal together.
I
think that would be something pretty cool. If you guys think that would be cool, leave it in the comments below. Let us know.
Yeah.
Again, if you're listening on iTunes, head over to our YouTube channel.
Right.
I think that's pretty much it.
If you haven't already done so, this is a good time for you to throw us a thumbs up, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I think the next podcast, the next podcast, we will be coming to you from SEMA.
We will be at SEMA.
We are a few days away. Man, it's closing in on us super quick.
Yep,
super quick. And so the rest of this week is kind of like a little nail biting as far as, you know, hoping everything gets done in time and, you know, trying to grind things out. We hope to bring you some good lives, you know, Instagram lives, Facebook lives at the show, from the show floor, to show you some new product that we're going to be releasing, and hopefully it all shows up on time. And we'll show you the cars, we'll do some other stuff, and we're going to be producing some content there, so hopefully you'll have some things to watch afterward. You know?
Nice.
Yeah? We're ready to do it?
I think so.
All right. So that's it. For more info on the podcast, head over to KoenigWheels.com/podcast, and we will catch you back here next Wednesday from Las Vegas.
From
at the SEMA show. And that's it. We'll catch you next time. Peace.